We'll start at the bottom of Tzadik Bet Amud Bet, the last line of Rabbi Yochanan. Gedolim tzadikim yoter im malachei asherit. That the tzadikim are greater than malachei asherit. Shenemar. As it says by Daniel, that they are seeing Hanania, Mishael, Azariah, that Nebuchadnezzar threw into the fire. It says that they threw three people in there, and then they're all surprised because they see they're all bound, they were tied up, thrown into the fire, and now they see four people walking around over there. So what are the, who are the four people? They only threw three in there. I see four people untied, unbound, and they are walking in the fire. They have no injuries, there's no wounds from the fire. And that the fourth one looks like an angel, like a malach. So you see that he mentions in the Pasuk and Daniel, they mention Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah, and only afterwards they mention the malach. Then once Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah emerged from the fire, all the umot came and they slapped Bnei Israel. You have such a God, you bow down to idols. Here, I mean, they see the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Here that Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah refused to bow down to the, right, the idol. And they are saved from the fire. They say, what are you giving up Hashem for? Miad patchu v'amru. And then they began to say, Lecha Hashem atztoko. Lanu boshet apanim. So that's it. Kayom hazeh amar Rabbi Shmuel ben Achmanim Rabbi Yonuchan Mai dechtiv. Let's say, Amarti ele betamar Ochza besan sinav. Go up like a tamar, like a date, and Ochza besan sinav. I'm holding on to its, I don't know, its stem or its small part. Amarti elebe tamar elu Yisrael. That's Bnei Yisrael. Bachshav lo biyadi elu sinzen echad shel Hananiah, Mishael, v'Azariah. So I originally thought that everybody would be tzaddikim. They would all be great. It would be like the whole tamar. In the end, I only end up with a sinzen echad. I end up with a small piece because only Hananiah, Mishael, v'Azariah, the ones who stood up to Nebuchadnezzar when he wanted everyone to bow down to the tzelem. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, mai dechtiv ra'iti alayla. That's when I see somebody, a man, riding on a horse, a red horse, and he's standing amongst the myrtles, asher b'mitzula, right, that are in the depth. My ra'iti halaylo. What does it mean, I saw at night? Bikesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'abokh et kol olum kolo l'layla. Hashem wanted to turn the entire world into night. V'hinei ish rochev, en ish al HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the rider on the horse is a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Asus Adom, Bikesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Apoch Et Kol Olam Kol Ol Adam. It's a red horse because Hashem wanted to make the whole world full of blood. Kevin Shnistakel B'Chanan Mishael V'Azariah. We saw what Hanan Mishael V'Azariah did. It Karara Yudato. He was relieved. He was relaxed. Meaning that Hashem wanted to destroy the world because of what Bnei Israel were doing. They were bowing down to the Avodah Zarah, to of Nebuchadnezzar. Only Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah refused. And because of that, Nidkarra Dato. Shneimar, who made Ben Hadassim, Asher B'Mitzula. So what does it mean, who made Ben Hadassim, Asher B'Mitzula? Ein Hadassim, Ela Tzadikim. Shneimar, Vahi Omein Et Hadassa. Right, so that's the Hadassa is another name for Esther. That's the Tzadikim. Vei mitzula el bavel, and mitzula the depths or the traps or bavel shenemar omer mitzula charbi unuharotai chovish. So they had talking about bavel in describing the bavel. It says mitzula charbi, my sword will be right drawn against them, narotai chovish, and I will dry out your rivers. But that nevuah was said about bavel miad. Immediately, those that were full of anger before became, Rashi says, Srukim means tzvuim, they became colored. And then he says, afterwards they turned white. V'adomim nasim nasu levanim, and that which was red turned white. Meaning that Hashem's anger subsided with this, meaning the changing of the colors is indication of the change in his demeanor from being angry down to being calm. Amara Papa, Shmamina. Susia chira male lechalma. Says from this, right, the Gemara at the end of Brachos, the last parak, talks about when you see things in dreams, what's a good siman, what's not a good siman here. So he says, if you see a white horse in a dream, that's a good siman. So you see here that a red horse red is a bad omen, and the changing for the red to the white is a positive omen. Rabbanan, lehechan azlu. Then what happened to Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah after they walked out of the fire? What happens to them? You know, what's the postscript? What's the afterwards? What happened to the story afterwards? Amarav, ayin hara metu. They died from ayin hara. Everybody looked at them. They were in amazement about what happened. So they died from ayin hara. So that's Rab. Shmuel Amar, Barok Tavu. They drowned in saliva and spit because all the nations were, as we discussed before, both the Rok Shachku and Moto Lam Bisrael, Shomim, Elokaka Ze, Yeshlechem, Mishtachavitim, Latzelem. That they were spitting, they were in disbelief that the Jews could worship Tzelem after they had a god like this. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Alu Eretz Yisrael. They went up to Eretz Yisrael, Venasu Nashim, Veludu Banim Vanot. They became regular people. They brought up families. They went up to Eretz Yisrael. Kids of Tanai, we have a Machalus Tanai. Rabbi Eliezer, Omer Be'ayin Aram, made to Shua Omer Be'rok Tavu'um. Chamim Alu Eretz Yisrael. Chamim Amrim Alu Eretz Yisrael, Venasu Nashim, Veludu Banim Vanot. Shinemar. Shmana Yoshua, Kohen Agadol, Ata Vereacha, Yoshvim Lefanecha, Kian Shem Olfei Teima, you and all those people that sit before you, they are men of wonders. Ezuim Anashim Shinaselem Olfeit, who are people who are people of wonder. Avimer, Zechanyanya, Mishael, Vazariah. So they were up by Yoshua ben Kohen Gadol, who was obviously in Eretz Yisrael, and prior to this they were in Bavel. So the fact that they elude the Eretz. But Daniel, what happened to Daniel in all of this? I mean that Daniel is also serving in front of the king, right? Nebuchadnezzar asks for the young Jewish men who can serve before him, and they go out and they bring back four that can serve him: Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. So now, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, we know what happens, and they were thrown in the fire. But where was Daniel when all this was happening? Where did Daniel go? So the Gemara says, "Amar Rav leMichva Nara Rava b'Tiveria." He went to dredge or dig a large river in Tiveria. Shmuel Amar, Latuye Bizra da Safsafta, that he went to bring food, some sort of seed for either a grass or vegetation that's used for behemot, that Nebuchadnezzar sent him to get this. Yochanan Amar, Latuye Chaziri de Alexandria Shal Mitzrayim. Yochanan says he was sent to bring back pigs or hogs from Mitzrayim. So Mar says, they were known to be very good. The pigs of Mitzrayim were known to be very good. Batanya, we have a bright Todus Rufe Omar Ein Parav Chazira Yotzeim Alexandria Shal Mitzrayim, that there is no pig or para cow that leaves Mitzrayim Alexandria Mitzrayim Shein Chutchim Eim Shalad. They take out its womb first. Shvush Lo Teleid. I mean, they basically want to protect their markets and their exports, so they wouldn't allow anybody else to reproduce them. So how do you do that? When you export it, you take out the womb, so they can't reproduce. So Zutri Aiti Below Datayu. So I would have read this, that he took small ones, you know, he stuck it in his briefcase, and he went out with the small ones, so they couldn't see him. Rashi writes, Zutri Aitit Lo Datayu, means that he took small ones, so they didn't think he was going to use them for Peria Rivia, because they were small. Not that they were, I was thinking small, were young, small, so he took out small ones. So here it says, no, he took out small ones, because they wouldn't think that those are worthwhile to reproduce. So Rashi says, that's it, I would have just said he snuck them out. Right? Contraband. So Tanrabanan, b'shlosha b'ohayu b'oto eitza. There were three people involved in this eitza. What does that mean? Kadosh Baruch Hu Daniel ben Nebuchadnezzar. Kadosh Baruch Hu Amar Nezil Daniel Mehalcha Dolo Leimru B'Zichutei Itnatzel. Get Daniel out of here. So I mean that before when he said, he was dredging, digging rivers in Tiberia, he was sent to get seeds or pigs from Alexandria, all of these were excuses to get Daniel out of there. I mean, Nebuchadnezzar asked him for something, but Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't want Daniel there. Why? Because he wanted Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah to be saved on their own merit, and not to say that it was because of Daniel that they were saved. But Daniel says, I gotta get out of here because Nebuchadnezzar made him into a god. And he said everybody had to bow down to, everybody bowed down to Daniel, and actually Nebuchadnezzar himself bows down to Daniel. So Daniel says, I gotta get out of here. Hashem's gonna, right in the end, what does Hashem say happens to Avodah Zarah? P'sil Elohim, Tisprun Beis, I gotta get out of here. So in Nebuchadnezzar, my Yazil Daniel Me'achad Ulemru Kaliyei Lelokei Elohei Bravi Benura, that Nebuchadnezzar and Daniel should be out of here because I don't want to say people, I don't want people to say about me that I burnt my God in fire. Because Daniel, Nebuchadnezzar is throwing anybody who didn't bow down to the Tzelem into a fire, and he's going to end up throwing Daniel in. How do we know that Nebuchadnezzar bowed down to him? Ba'adin Malkan Nebuchadnezzar Nafala Anpoil on Daniel Sagid. That he fell on his face and he bowed down to Daniel. Right now, Ko'amar Hashem Tzvakot Elokei Yisrael El Achav Ben Kolaya Ve'El Tzidkiyahu Ben Maaseya Hanib'im Lachem Bishmi Shoker. And there's no Lamed there in the Pasuk. It's also Tzidkiyahu, not Tzidkiyahu in the Pasuk. Anyway, so Yirmiyahu is told to have a nevuah about these Nevi'ei Sheker, Achav Ben Kolaya and Tzidkiyahu Ben Maaseya. It says about them, Velukach mehem klala l'chol galut Yehuda asher b'bavel le'mor. So you're going to say, from them, they will be classified like a curse. You'll take this all to galut Yehuda asher b'bavel le'mor. Yisim chashem ki tzidkiyahu uke ech echav. It's both that an aleph there, asher kalam melech b'el v'el ba'esh. Right, so this is the punishment that's going to find or come to these individuals who were Nevi'ei Sheker, telling the people, and that already a large portion of Bnei Yisrael have been sent to Galut by Nebuchadnezzar. You captured the kings, the remnant that are left in Yerushalayim. Here you have these Nevi'ei Sheker that are saying that everything's going to be fine, Melech Bavel is not going to come, everything's going to be, and over here, Yirmiyahu says don't. The message from Hashem is don't say that. You know what he says to them? He says, Yirmiyahu says to them, build houses, right? Settle down, make families, you're not going back so fast. This incident is not going to end right away. And here we get also the pasuk says, "Ve'ala ira she'atem nazim ala." You should daven for the malchut and the ear that you're in, the shalom ha'ir, because whatever happens to the city will happen to you. That's a source for giving bracha for the people who are not live outside of Eretz Yisrael, for the governments where they live, to give a bracha to them, because the success of those governments and the peace in those countries are affecting the Jews. And that's what Yirmiyahu says here. Settle down, you're going to be here for a good 70 years. Then he says about the Nevi'ei Sheker, you should know that they are going to become the curse of Bnei Yisrael. I would say, like, you know, Ephraim and Menasheh, where he says that, oh, Bnei Yisrael yivarchu b'cha, right? He says, v'yisimcha lukim ke Ephraim u'chum Menasheh. So it's over here. When they want to curse someone, you know what they're going to say? They're going to say, yisimcha Hashem ke Tzidkiyahu u'che'achav. That's what they're going to say. They're going to call you like Tzidkiyahu and Achav, these two Nevi'ei Sheker. Why? Asher kalam melech bavel beish, that he burnt them up in fire. Nebuchadnezzar is going to put them at the stake, burn them at the stake. Asher sofam lo ne'amar, it doesn't say that they were burnt. Ela asher kalam. So the fact that they use the word kalam instead of sofam, the Gemara dashes out that there will be a klala, that they will be used for a klala. He made them into, right, singed or burnt. Yeah, basically roasted them at the fire. Yeah, and why? Yan asher asu nivala bi Israel. They did these horrible things in Netzova, in Afuat, Neshei Rehem. And they had znut, right? Adultery with the wives of their friends. Mayavut, what did they do? So Azul the Gabe Brati de Buchanetzer, they went to the daughter of Nebuchadnezzar. Echav Amarla, Echav says to her, Koamar Hashem. Says, I'm a nevuah from Hashem. Hashmi el Tzidkiyah. You should listen to Tzidkiyah. But listen means you should sleep with Tzidkiyah. And Tzidkiyahu Amar, Tzidkiyahu comes to her and says, Koamar Hashem, Eshmi El Echav. He says, the other one, you know, they're helping each other out. You listen to Echav, then you should sleep with him. Az Lavra Amar Le Lavua. She went and told her father. Right? It's a big mistake they picked on the daughter of Nebuchadnezzar. Amar La Elo Kehem Shel Elu Sune Zimahu. I know that their God hates Zima, hates Zinot, hates adultery. Kiatu Le Gabech, when they come back to you, Shadrinu Le Gabech, send them to me. Kiatu le Gabas, when they came, Shadritnu la Gabi Avua, she sent them up to her father. Amarlo, mana marlochon. He says, who told you this, you know, Nevoa? Samru, Kodesh Baruch Hu, it's from God. Bah, Hananya Mishael Vazariah Shaltinu, Vamruli Asur. I spoke to Hananya, my good friends, Hananya Mishael Vazariah, and they tell me that it's Asur, what you're saying. Samrule, Ananami Nivie, Kavatayu. It's alright, you know, they're Nevi'im, we're Nevi'im. So, you know, it's our word against their word. So he says, okay, I know what my, he didn't speak to them, but he spoke to us. So I have a special test for all Nevi'im, right? Hananya, Mishael v'Azariah got through the test. We're going to put you to it. So Inu and Tlata Havu and Antre, that's not fair. They were three, we're two. So Amar Lo, Bachru Luchon, Man Debit, Buladeichu, pick whoever you want with you. They said, all right, you know, we're not going to survive this. We got someone else. Amro, Yoshua Kohen Gadol. Bring us Yeshua Kohen Gadol to go with us, because he'll protect us. Sabri, later Yeshua the Nafi Shchutei Meganu Alan. So him, he'll protect us. Zachtiu Shadinu Inhu. Right, so they took, he took them, and he threw the three of them into the fire. Inu Iklu, they were singed, burnt up. Yeshua Kohen Gadol, Ichrichu Mane. His clothes were burnt, singed a little bit, but he was fine. Shinemar. So we have a by Zechariah, which is the this is a Torah for Chanukah, Shabbos Chanukah. By Yerini at Yeshua Kohen Gadol, Omed Lifnei Malach Hashem, standing for Malach Hashem. Uchtiv. By Yom Hashem El Satan, right, it says to the Satan, Yigar Hashem Becha, a Satan. Right, and Hashem should, right, they should hurt you, chase you away, get angry at you, the Satan. So Amar Le Yadana Tzadikat. I know you're a tzaddik because you weren't burnt up. Ela My Time Hanya Bechapur Tanura. Why did the fire get you at all? Why did your clothes get singed a little bit? Didn't affect them at all. They walked out, they were clean as a whistle. So I'm like, Inu Tlat Ava Bane Achad. Come on, that's not a fair comparison. They were three, I'm one. So I'm like, Avram Yachid Ava. So hey, what about Avram? Avram was one, and he was thrown into the fire to Ukas Din by Nimrod. Right? Nimrod, when Avram breaks all the Pipsalim, Nimrod throws him into the fire over there, and he was one. So it turns out the Haggadah Bach over here says he doesn't know, why didn't Nebuchadnezzar say that to the Tzidkiyah and Echav beforehand? When they said, oh, they were three, we were two, he should have said, oh, what about Avram? Right, but he only said it over here. So he said, Atam lo av rishayim ba'day. Right, Avram was there alone. He didn't have all these problematic people with him. Over there, the fire had no rishut whatsoever. Here, I had rishayim next to me. So the fire already had permission to singe them. Once it had permission to get them, or to roast them, then it also burnt me a little bit. And if you have two dry, you know, pieces of wood, and one that is moist, that the dry pieces of wood will affect or have the normally moist one, which would not catch fire or would not light. Nevertheless, if you have two dry and one moist, the two dry will be hot enough and get fired up enough that they will affect the one that is even moist. So my time, Yanish. Okay. So now we understand why he got singed. But still, from Yeshua Kohen Gadol's standpoint, why was he punished? What did he do wrong? His children were marrying women that were not appropriate for the kuna. Velo micha behen. He did not stop them. Right, very similar to the criticism of Eli, Kohen Gadol, that his sons go off and he doesn't chastise, he doesn't stop them. And we know from, we've learned this together, the Ramban says by Sota, that the criticism of the individual does not just apply when the Torah says that the Baal also has to be naki from sin. It's not just the Baal himself that has to be naki from sin. If his children or his wife did anything wrong and he did not stop them, he's held responsible for their actions. He's responsible for the actions that the din of sotar or the me'amarim will not work on this woman because of his iniquities or his impropriety. And it's not personally his impropriety, but the fact that his children do badly or poorly. Exactly. So this is also here. Yeshua Gadol is held responsible for what his children did, just like Eli was held responsible for what his children did. So here he did not stop them. He did not stop them from doing what was wrong. And we know from the Navi later on in Ezra and Nehemiah, when it has the shoshelet of the people of Eretz Yisrael over there, it talks about his children had married Nashim Nachrim, that they married foreign women. So it's not just lo ruyot kuna; they were not ruyot whatsoever. So Nehemar, it says, "V'Yoshua haya lavush bigadim tzoim." He was wearing clothing that was dirty. So he says, "V'chi darkosh Yoshua lavush bigadim tzoim." Does Yoshua Kohen Gadol wear dirty clothing? Right, clothing that's torn or rendered, whatever it is that he's wearing, that is inappropriate clothing for a Kohen Gadol. So that was the siman that his children were doing something wrong, was that his clothing was dirty, and that the dirt or the stains on his clothing were represented the fact that his children had not gone on the derech that he had they should have gone on, and he did not stop them. He was not mochebem. Amar Rabbi Tanchum Darash Bar Kapar B'tziroi Ma'idichtiv Sheish Haseorim Ha'ele Natan Le Sazminyona Diyoma. So by Ruth it says that Boaz gives to Ruth to take back to her mother-in-law, Naomi. He says, go back home, take shesh seorim. My shesh seorim. Ilim is shesh seorim mamash. If you say shesh seorim mamash, chidar kosher bozeli, ten matana shesh seorim. Shesh seorim is like for six seeds, six kernels, grains of barley. Who gives that as a gift? That's not considered a gift. I mean, there's a minimum amount that you give to ani or an aniyah. This is it's below that minimum. Ela shesh sein. Says six sa'ah. Now six sa'ah is a large quantity. So Rashi points out that he didn't use kav and lug, which would be between those two measurements, because in the Gorin there's only a sa'ah. They only have large measurements over there. I mean that the lug and the kav are measurements of the retail measurements or measurements of the household. And in the Gorin there's only one type of measure, it's the sa'ah. They're dealing with large quantities out there. So he says, oh, you're going to have Ruth, you know, trying to carry Sheisa on her back to her mother-in-law. That's a ridiculous amount for a woman, a young woman to be carrying. She's going to have six children that come out of her. Each one of them is going to be mitbarech with six brachot. Who are they? David, Mashiach, Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Right, so these are the six individuals. David, how do we know David? Dichtib says, "Ve'yan achad me'ne'arim." One of the young people in front of Shaul. Shaul now has a ruach ra'ah that has come to him. He says, "Ve'yomer yinei ra'iti ben li'ishai beit alachmi." I know of this. It's one of the sons of Ishai. You know, beit alachmi was in beit lechem. And this is after David was already anointed by Shmuel in private to be the king. He says over here about the Shaul, well, listen, why don't you bring this guy over here, Dan again? He knows him, he's a musician, Begibor Chayel, he's a warrior, Beish Melchama, right? Unavon Davar, he has understanding, you know, he's able to discern one thing from the X, Ish Toar, he's good looking, Vashem Mimo, and Hashem is with him. So that's the six things, right? He has Yodiah again, Gibor Chayel, Ish Melchama is three, Unavon Davar four, Ish Toar is five, and Hashem Mimo is six. So you have six things that he was nidbarech, and David's one of the six individuals that we're talking about here. Rami Yehuda Merav kol pasuk azelo amro doeg elo b'shon ara. So now he claims, now the Gemara is claiming that this pasuk was said by doeg adomi, even though it says achad me'ane'arim, just says one of the young lads in front of Shaul says this. So how does he know doeg? The Gemara is going to learn in a second. Now doeg adomi was not exactly the friendliest individual, especially towards David. So he says, Yodan again, Shiodel Ishael. He knows how to ask questions. He's a sharp questioner. Gibor, Shiodel Ashif. He knows how to answer. Ish Milchama, Shiodel Isav Liten Bemilchum Tashot Torah. He's well versed in the battles of Torah. Now, the gears here should be Venavon Davar, Shemivin Davar Mitoch Davar. Navon Davar means he's able to, right, extract one thing or extrapolate one thing from the next. Ish Toar, good-looking man, Shemar E Panim Balacha, that he's able to come to a conclusion, to a Psak Alacha. So, Vashem Imo, what's the final, that's the cherry on top? Shem Imo, Shalcha Alacha Kimoto B'chol Makom. The Alacha is like him in all places. Bikulu Amarlu, every one of these descriptors that Yudoy gave about David, Shaul says, Yonatan Beni Kamo. Yonatan, my son, is exactly like him. Kevin Damale Vashem Imo. So then when he said Hashem is Mo, meaning that Allah is like him, Milta Dibidei Nam Havabe. This wasn't even with Shaul. I mean, before he's showing off that even his son has these things, assuming that Shaul also had them. Then he said Hashem Mo, Allah is like David HaMelech, then Shaul got distraught or dismayed because Allah wasn't like Shaul. Right, so Chalash Date, he became, he was weakened by this, he became sick over this, and he became jealous of him. Shaul Tiv, because by Shaul it says, B'chol HaShayifne Yershia. Right, everywhere he turned was bad. Things were not good. Ube David ktiv, like David says, something that's found in no pasuk in Navi. There is no such pasuk in the Navi. The suggestion is that it means it could be that the Chod Rachav Maskil, that's one possibility. Chod Rachav Maskil, which is found in Perek Yud Chet and Shmuel Aleph. So that may be Yatzliach. Rashi over there interprets Yatzliach to be, Yaskil to mean Yatzliach. Or the other possibility is that if the contrasts of persons, meaning you have Shaul, who is B'chol HaShayifne Yershia, and we know David, is the foil for Shaul, means the opposite of Shaul. So if that is what's said about Shaul, then about David it is B'chol HaShayifne Yatzliach, and that's exactly what happens in there, right? And all the time that Shaul is chasing down David, right? Shaul is seeing failures, and David is seeing those successes. So it might be just an inference from that, not that it's literally said, but that's the picture that is painted based on the end of Sefer Shmuel. So minolan de doeg haba. How do you know when he said echad min arim? How do you know that's doeg adomi? Tivoch, it says, v'yivayan echad min arim, miuchad shibin arim. Echad is sometimes, echad can mean one, or echad could also be the first, right? Meaning the top. So that's what it means. So he's saying here, echad means miuchad shibin arim. Uchtiv ha'atam, it says, this is by the case of Nov ira kohanim. By Nov ira kohanim, the Achimelech, David sends to him that we need food, and he says, we only have lechem kodesh left. So David says, send the lechem kodesh. That's all we have. We're starving. We need food. So he sends him the bread from the Mishkan, and the Ege Domi is there at the time, and he sees this, and he reports to Shaul about it, and that ends up having all the Nov ira kohanim killed by Shaul. I mean, he sent Doeg to do it, but it was killed by Shaul's command. So over there it says, Visham Ish Mi'abdei Shaul. Over there in the day when this whole thing with Achimelech goes on, that he sends the bread to support David, which was considered to be Morid M'machut. Bayomahu Ne'etzar Lifnei Hashem. Over that day he happened to be, stopping in front of Hashem. He was found in front of Hashem. Ushmo Doeg Adomi Abir HaRoim. It's Doeg Adomi, who was the chief of the Roim of Shaul, Asher L'Shaul. So over here you see also that accolade, the top, the first. So you see that that's what he says. Echad Shebe'anarim, when Miuchad Shebe'anarim is also the same as Abir HaRoim. Mashiach, this is number two. The first one from this remis to root is that it's going to be David HaMelech. The second one is Mashiach Tichtiv. It says in Yishayahu, V'nachalav Ruach Hashem. Ruach chokma uvina, ruach etza ugevura, ruach dat virat Hashem. So this is description of the Mashiach. It's also the Kriyat Navi, the Haftorah, for those who are familiar by in Chutzlart and Shmini Shel Pesach. This is the Haftorah that we read, and those on the Yom HaTzmaut, the Rabbanut, took that Haftorah and used it for. Those that read Haftorah and Yom HaTzmaut, they must also read this Haftorah. That is Shaykh to the 8th day of Pesach. So there it says about the Mashiach, or that one will come, Nachalav Ruach Hashem, the Spirit of Hashem will come upon him. So what is the Spirit of Hashem? Rashi writes like this, Nachalav Ruach Hashem, colon. So Ruach Hashem is not one of the attributes. What does that mean? Ruach Chochmah, one. Right, that you have wisdom. Ubina, understanding. Ruach Eitza, he'll be able to give counsel. Ugvura, and strength. So that's four. Ruach Dat, he'll have knowledge, is five. V'yirat Hashem is six. Those are the six brachot that will go to the Mashiach. Uchtiv, and it says over there, it's really the beginning of the next pasuk, which is very v'yichol v'yirat Hashem. He will smell, he'll be able to smell Yirat Hashem. Amar Rabbi Alexandria, Malmed, Shitino, Mitzvot, V'yisurim, Kerechayim. So he determines Berichol not to mean to smell, but Berichol from the word Rechayim, that he will mill Be'irat Hashem. What does it mean, mill in Hashem? That Hashem will load him up with mitzvot and Yisurim like a Rechayim. I mean, he'll burden him with all these things, with Yisurim and mitzvot. That'll make him what's so special. Rav Amar, Domereach V'dayin. So this is what we have a famous story, that he'll be able to smell and know. He'll smell and know, Dichtiv. V'lo Domare Inav Yishvot. He will not judge by that which he sees. It's like dot, 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 continues the next pasuk dalet. V'shafat b'tzedek galim. He will justly adjudicate the cases of the poor. V'ochiach b'mishor l'anve'aretz. And he will straighten out. Right? He'll give tocha and straighten out. Rebuke those of anve'aretz, the humble of the earth. So therefore he says, what's the idea? The idea is of a richo, that by smell he will be able to judge. Just by smelling, he'll be able to tell whether the individual is innocent or righteous or not, and not the Marei Nav, he won't have to see. So that's the Maila of the Mashiach. So Mara says, this little thing, Bar Kuziva, Malach Tartin Shnin, Bar Kuziva ruled for 2 years. Now Rashi claims, it's interesting over here, that this Bar Kuziva, Tartin Shnin Opaga, 2.5 years. Rashi says, Kuziva, Malche Hurdusaya. He was a Herodian king. Now that's very interesting because Hordus is not a. Hordus was a Roman governor, but he took over from the Malchut Chashmonai. The Gemara in many places talks about how he was a servant in Malchut Beit Chashmonai. He killed out his masters, and then he became the Roman appointee to rule over Judah. So, but after Hordus, there isn't much going on after Hordus in terms of real leadership or rulership over the Jews. What does it mean, Mimalcha Ordus? He didn't really have any what we call subsequent kings or lineage that came after him that were kings. So then you see on the side that he wrote, Achar Machay Ordus. He was after Machay Ordus. After Herod and some, I don't know, whoever else ruled after him, then this Bar Kuziba was a ruler for a short period of time. When he came out, I don't know if he's also associated with Bar Kochva, which the Gemara in other places talks about Bar Kozvita, which also might be associated with Bar Kochva, but not necessarily, because the way Rashi is describing it wouldn't work out in the timing of that, because he wouldn't be necessarily then at the time period of Rabbi Akiva, which is probably a good 100, 120 years later, the time of the Hadrianic decrees that are in Eretz Yisrael, and the rebellion of Bar Kochva, which is subsequent to the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash. So, I don't know exactly who they're referring to here, but he rules for 2.5 years. Amar lo de Rabbanan, ana Mashiach. Says, I'm the Mashiach. Says, okay, we have an easy test for the whether or no. Right, they should have done this with Shabtzai Tzvi. Right, easy test. Amar lo, b'mashiach tiv, d'marach v'adein. He can smell and give judgment. Next day, anon, imarach v'adein. Smell and tell us the answer. He couldn't smell and judge. They killed him. They knew he wasn't the Mashiach. I mean, that was an easy test. It's a very, very simple test for anybody who comes around and says they're Mashiach. Just do them, we call it the smell test. See if they can judge by smell. Right now, next. Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah. These are the four that he said come out of roots. We had two so far. Asher. It says, this is in the beginning of Daniel. Here Nebuchadnezzar asks to bring from the Shevi, bring from the captives of Yehudah. I want the best. Some little kids who can come and serve before me, it will be great. So the Navi says, they found Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah. They were the special children that were found. Now, as describing them, when description that Nebuchadnezzar gives of those that he wants are like this. He says, Asher, in Bahem kol mum, they have no blemish. And they are good looking. Right, they are wise in all wisdom. Right, and they have knowledge. And they have understanding. This is number 6. They have the strength to stand in Heichal Melech. They'll be able to learn how to read and write the Babylonian language. So Maya Sharim Bahem Komum. So those are 6 again. Those are the latter 4. You have 6 individuals. Talk about David, Mashiach. Now an additional 4: Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah, and Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah. And each one of them 6 brachot. We had the 6 brachot by David. We had the 6 brachot by Mashiach. And now these are the 6 brachot that were by Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah, which is Esharim Bahem Mum. Right, that they are tovei mare, maskilim b'chokhma, yodei adat is 4, mivini mada is 5, and asher b'kach b'hem lamod is 6. So the Gemara says, what is asherim b'hem komum, that they had no blemish? Amar Rabbi Chama Bar Chanina, afilu kerivda kuslaita lo havavu, they didn't have any markings. You know, in the days when we were younger, the booster shots a lot of times used to leave a scar on the arm, right, that they had. So you got something, it was something positive. You got a booster shot, but sometimes it would leave some sort of scar. So over there, God bless you. In their day, the bloodletting was the equivalent of the medical, right? The getting a needle. So they didn't have any scars from bloodletting, which means that they were so healthy they didn't even need any bloodletting done to them. So they didn't have any scars from the bloodletting. My Asher Koach Lam Lamod Beichal HaMelech. What does it mean that they had the strength to stand before the king? They used to force themselves not to be involved in lightheartedness or any type of levity. From speaking unnecessarily or speaking not divrei Torah, sicha b'teila, min hashenan, from sleeping, umadin atzman b'shat shenitzochim nikveim, they used to hold it back when they had to go to the bathroom. Mipnei mata machut, they were afraid of the king, and they wanted to be good servants before the king, but they also wanted to be a kiddush Hashem before the king. So they only wanted to act in the most appropriate manner before the king. Vayu behem ibnei Yehuda, Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah. So this is again in the pasuk in the beginning of Daniel. They found amongst the Shevi who they bring to the king, Mibnei Yehuda. Those are from Yehuda. Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah. So Amar Rabbi Elazar, Kulan Mibnei Yehuda. They were all people from Yehuda. So that would work with the 6 because they're from Bnei Yehuda, right? That could be that they were descendants of Ruth. On the other hand, Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani Amar Daniel b'bnei Yehuda. Daniel was from Yehuda. Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah, b'shar Shvatim. They came from other Shvatim. Ubi'benecha asher yitzu mimcha asher tolid yikachu v'ayu sarisim be'echal melech bavel. So here, Yishayahu says from the to the king that the banecha asher yitzu mimcha, that the children that you will have, the descendants or the offspring that you will have, will be taken by the king of Bavel. There'll be officers in the chamber of the king. So my sarisim. So the word saris is used in different contexts. It means sarisim can either be like a eunuch or it can be a officer. It's used in both. Or maybe it is both. I mean, that many times the officers of the kings were eunuchs because the king wanted them to be solely focused on the needs of the king and not have any desires for family or anything else, or have to be suspect with the queen or servicing the king's wives and wherever other women were there, that they shouldn't have any issue with suspecting them. So it might be that they're both, which is one of the answers the Gemara gives. So what is my sarisim? What does it mean that they were sarisim? Rav Amar sarisim amash. They were literally, they were castrated. Rabbi Chanina Amar Shnister Asra Avod Zara Bimehem, that Avod Zara was found to be wanting in their day. So now, this is referring to Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah, because they are descendants, right, of Chizkiyahu HaMelech. This is the Nevuah that was given to Chizkiyahu HaMelech when he showed, the king of Bavel came to visit him, and he showed them all of his storehouses and all the stuff that he had. And the Navi comes and tells him, listen, you know, all that you just showed him, that's going to belong to him one day. And the good news is that you will die in peace, but your children after you will be servicing the king. So he's referring to... Right. We're not, right? According to Rabbi Elazar, which the Gemara seems to be taking so far, because they're also the descendants of Ruth, right? So that direction. But yes, if they are considered to be, or at least Daniel would be, according to this, they would be servicing. So it's either Daniel or Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah. They're all the same thing said about all of them. So whether the Bnei Yehuda in the Pasuk only modifies Daniel, because it's written by Daniel, or modifies all of them, that's the question. But this is said either about Daniel, if you're talking about Bnei Yehuda and from Rut, or it's said about all four of them, if they're all from Bnei Yehuda. Why were they called Sarisim? Is because Avodah Zarah was found wanting in their day, because when they were thrown into the fire, everybody saw that Avodah Zarah was not worthless. So that's what it says. After they were thrown into the fire, it says, V'chaval lo itai bahon. They had no wounds in them. I mean, that they had no physical wounds. So Elabanda Amar Sarisim Amash. Right, the one who says Sarisim Amash. My v'chaval lo itai bahon. What do you mean they had no wounds? They were castrated. Of course they had a wound. So he says, Chavla denura. In the context, they were thrown into the fire. When they say Chavla leit bahon, it means that they were not wounded by the fire. They were not injured by the fire whatsoever. Vachtiv, it says, V'nireach nur lo adat bahon. Right, so he says that there was no smell of fire. Right here it seems like the fire, not even the edge of the fire caught them. So now, if that's the case, lo chavla v'lo recha. Now, no, the fire itself, no wounds, and no even smell of smoke. So according to one who says that it was Nistar Avodah Zarah, that's what it says in the Pasuk. Just to finish that off, I mean, according to the Man D'Amar that they were castrated, there's another Pasuk that says Reach Nur Lo Hatot Bon. There was no smell of fire in them. So we already know that the fire did affect them. So what the Lo Chavalot Bon sounds like there was no injury whatsoever. They had no wounds. So he says, no. One is talking about there were no wounds from the fire. The other one's that they didn't smell like smoke when they came out of the fire. So that's how he answers up, that it's not a problem for him, that they were actually wounded. They actually were castrated at one point. So now, according to the one who says that Nistar Azar Azar Meni Manuktiv, this is what it says, Ki Ko Amar Hashem Masarishim Hashem Yishmiru Hachab Tutai, right? The Haftorah for, right, these are for Taniyot, right? Taniyot Zibur, this is what the Haftorah that we read. Hashem Masarishim, the Mai, whatever that means, Sarisim, Hashem Yishmiru Hachab Tutai. So that, what does it mean, Sarisim? If you're referring to, who are these Sarisim? So if you're referring to Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah, what are you going to say? Oh, my wonderful castrated people that keep Shabbos? Doesn't make any sense. Right? Sarisim seems to be a word of praise or word of elevation. So that means it makes sense to say officers here. So Elaman Damar Sarisim Masham Mishtai Krab Gnuta Desadike. So when it says, Ha, Vaha, Havabahus. That's what I said before. Maybe both. They're officers of the king, but they're also castrated. The one who says they were castrated, that says in the, this is the pasuk in Yishayahu from the same Haftorah, Beveti uvuchomotai yad vashem tov mibanim ubanot. I will give them a place inside of my house. I will give them a name inside of my house that is better than children. So why do you have to give them something better than children? Because they couldn't have children. They were castrated. So Alaman Damer Shnistar Sav, the Bzar Mayim, I told me banim ubanot. Why was it better than the children? They had children that passed away. So therefore that was the positive statement. Even though your children passed away, it will still give you something that's great, better than children. Umay, well now here's the end of the pasuk. Shem Ulam Etain Lo Asher Lo Yikaret. I will give them an everlasting name that will not be cut off. So what does that mean? Sefer Daniel. That refers to Sefer Daniel, that's called by his name. Because he wrote a sefer, and the sefer itself is called Sefer Daniel. Michtei Komilei De'Ezra Nechemiah Ben Chachilaya Aminu. Right? Komilei De'Ezra. Anything that's found in Sefer Ezra, 90% of what, or 80% of what's in Sefer Ezra, is said from the Nevuah of Nechemiah. Right? It's interesting, first of all. What do we call it? We call it Sefer Ezra. Nechemiah Ben Chachilaya, my time Eloi Kores Sefer Al-Shamei. So why wasn't it called Nechemiah? So today we have Ezra and Nehemiah today. Even in the time of Rishonim, Rashi many times refers to Nehemiah as being Ezra. That there was one book called Ezra. That Ezra and Nehemiah were known as Ezra, just Ezra by itself. So that would make it even stronger, right? The question over here is that Nehemiah has the large portion of Nevuah, and what we call Nehemiah today was also there, and they're all called Ezra. Why are they called Ezra and not Nehemiah? So it says because Nehemiah did something wrong. What was that? He praised himself, he gave himself a pat on the back. Because it says, remember Hashem for good. It's the end of a parak. It's actually the end of parak hey in Nehemiah. He describes to the people, or he's telling about how he was a great leader. He says, the leaders before me used to take money from the people, used to take food from the people, they would take their daughters, oppress them, do all these bad things from all the governors before me. I'm a new breed of governor here, and I don't do all this stuff. I'm honest and straight, and I don't take anything from you. And then he says, then afterwards, Zachrid l'tova, alokai l'tova, Hashem should remember me for good. He's praising himself for what he's doing. He says, God should remember me for good for what I do. So he was
Shmuel and David did something similar.
All right, so here the Gemara says, David nami meimar amar. David says the same thing. Zachreni Hashem, b'ritzon amecha, pakdeni b'shuatecha. Remember me amongst your nation. Somebody says, David, Rachmei Udukaboy. David wanted mercy. He's davening for Rachamim. Over there, Nehemiah is saying, basically, I deserve, right, the Tovah of Hashem, meaning that Hashem should grant me that goodness. Over there, by Shmuel, what you're mentioning is he's speaking to the people. There he's not speaking to Hashem. Over there, he's telling the people, I want you to say, he was telling them what type of ruler he was for them, that I was an honest and straight ruler. Right. In the context where he speaks, he's not speaking to Hashem, give me good because of this. No, he's telling them him how he ruled over them. He's explaining, I was just like Moshe Rabbeinu. I took nothing from you. I did nothing. I only did good for you. You know, because he was explaining to them, whether in the context there, when they're talking about getting a king and so on and so forth, he's talking about what type of individual he was. All right now, Rav Yosef Amar Yipneshi Siper B'Gnutan Shel Rishonim. Now, the problem was that he didn't praise himself or ask for good, but rather he said about those that performed. Shenemar, because I told you before in that parak, what does it say? V'apachot, the governors are Rishonim, Asher Lefanai, Yechbidu Al Ha'am. They oppressed the nation, V'ichumayim Lechem V'Yayin, they took bread and wine, Achad, Kesef Shkalim, Arbaim, and they used to take monies as well. So who are the governors before him? Who else was before him? Av Daniel. Shugadol Mimenu Siper. He's even talking about Daniel as one of the rulers over the Jews before that point in time. So he's talking about the governors before him. He's talking about even Daniel. So that's something that was beyond, he shouldn't have been saying something like that. We know on the Gadol Mimenu. How do you know that he's greater than him? How do you know that Daniel is greater than Nehemiah? David says, V'ayiti ani Daniel avadi etamareh, V'anashim asher yomei lo ro'u etamareh. I alone saw the image, but the men that were with me did not see the image or the vision. So, aval charida gedola nafla lehem, v'yivrechu be'echbe. But a great fear came over them, and they ran away to hide. So, the Gemara says, umaninu agnashim. Who was with him? Who are these other people that are with him? So, the Gemara says, amar meir, mimitem reb chir baba, ze chagai, zechariah, umelachi. Three nevi'im that were with him. There are three Nevi'im. So Daniel sees the vision. The three Nevi'im that are with him do not see the vision, but they're afraid and they run away. So now, first of all, that's the proof over here. That Daniel, we're going to see is Daniel who's greater than Haggai, Zechariah, Malachi, And Chagai, Zechariah, Malachi were definitely greater than Nechemiah. Chagai, Zechariah, and Malachi are Nevi'im, whereas as Rashi claims over here, Nechemiah was an Olei Bavel after that point in time, and even though he was not necessarily a Navi, like Chagai, Zechariah, and Malachi, and we know if Daniel trumps Chagai, Zechariah, and Malachi, and Nechemiah is not as great as them, then certainly Daniel is greater than Nechemiah. Which Rashi claims it because he wasn't a Navi, Nechemiah, according to this. So he goes, Inu Adifi Minei. Viu Adifi Minei. They were greater than him, and he was greater than them. Inu Adifu Minei. They are greater than him. Dinu Navi. Right, Nevi'ei. They are Nevi'im. They actually were Nevi'im, which Daniel was not. Daniel was not a Navi. Viu Lav Navi, and he wasn't a Navi. Viu Adifi Minei. He's better than them. Diu Chaza. He saw. Vinu Lo Chazu. Right, that he saw and they didn't see. If they didn't see the vision, why were they scared? Why were they running away if they didn't see the vision? So Amar Ravina, Afagav de'inu lo chazu midei mazlayu chaze. Says even though they didn't see it, their mazel, whatever that means, but it's their spirit, right? Their asar, whatever this spiritual being is that directs the individual. So even though the individual in a physical sense did not have a vision, nevertheless, this whatever their spirit was that had this vision or understood what was there, right? Similar to the Chamor, who by Bilam, who intuits that there's a Malach Hashem, who knows that there's a Malach Hashem there, and Bilam cannot fathom that he's there, and the Chamor keeps moving because he senses that there's something there. So midim azlayu chazi. Some Ravina Shmaimina, I man de moivit. Someone who's scared, avagav de iulo chazi, mazli chazi. If you're scared, if you have a fear that you don't know why, you can't identify that fear, well, it's coming because your mazl saw something even though you did not see it. So even though you don't know why you're afraid, your mazl saw something to be afraid of. So maita kante, what should you do? Where it says, linchof miduchte arba agarmide. Should jump away from your place for amot. I mean, move away from where you are. Inami. I mean, if some bad's supposed to befall you right here, move away so that you're not, we're in the place where the bad can befall you, or the evil can befall you. Inami likro kriyat shema. I'd say kriyat shema because that's a protection. That's why we say it at night. It's a protection against the, right, the dvarim ra'im and the ruach ra, all these bad things that could happen. The kriyat shema is a protection. If it's in a place that you're ef shad omar kriyat shema because it's makom tunefet where you're not allowed to, place of disgusting, or whether it's a restroom, whether it's a garbage dump, whatever it is, somewhere it's inappropriate to be saying the Shem Hashem, having the Torah thoughts. So there, Lema Hachi. Then he can't say Kriyat Shema. So what should he say? Iza debei tipcha shmena minai. They're nesh fatter goats, right, in the slaughterhouse for you. I mean, they're better people for you to eat, or better animals for you to eat. I'm not the best dinner for you. Go somewhere else, because I don't want to. Don't come and attack me. Right, so this is, we'll stop over here and we'll continue the Gemara tomorrow.